Hola.
Hi.
Bienvenidas a Super Mamás.
Super Mamás.
This is Paulina.
And this is Bricia. We're moms and sisters.
I have two beautiful girls, Krista, who's four, and Sabina, who's one.
And I have a handsome baby boy, Eduardo Santiago. And we welcome you into the Super Mama Sisterhood.
We're here to help one another, inspire one another, and support each other through the ups and downs of motherhood.
I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Okay, ¿listas?
Here we go.
Hola, Super Mamas. This is Paulina.
And this is Bricia.
And this week on the show, it's just Bricia and I having a food conversation.
We share our food struggles and
semi-victories.
You have semi-victories. Some victories and some struggles.
Yes.
Yeah, food's always tough with babies. And we are going to share some tips, tricks, and don'ts and help us.
My fails. I'm a failure.
You're not a failure. All right, guys, enjoy the show. Hello. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Welcome back to another Tuesday morning with the Lopez sisters. How is everybody doing? How was everybody's weekend? What's your plan for the week? How was your weekend, sister?
My weekend was busy, busy, busy.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do?
Saturday, we went to visit the Natural History Museum. Last year, when we went to Chicago for the James Beard, mm-hmm. on our way back, I forgot to get my kids something. Mm-hmm. So when we were at the airport, there was like a Natural Museum of History booth, and I got her a book that's called How to Take Your Grandma to the Museum.
How to Take Your Grandma?
Your grandma. I know.
Don't you just take her?
No, it's more complicated than that. But it's her ultimate favorite book, and she loves the museum because there's like dinosaur bones. Mm-hmm. So we decided to go, and they had the bug fair.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We saw like a bunch of like spiders, and they were selling like moths and worms and stuff for kids to take home. And I was like, no, we're not taking any of that. But actually, on our way out, we spent there like the afternoon. And on our way out, we were leaving, and then we started seeing all these cameras just arriving because they're right next to each other, that one and the California Science Center. So we were just there, and then all these cameras arrived, and it was like a bunch of people showing up, and I was like, what's going on? And they had the NASA space tank. Mm-hmm. They moved it from Marina del Rey to the museum by the street. It was huge, bigger than the space shuttle, bigger than the Endeavor. Mm-hmm. And so we waited, and we had the opportunity to see it, and it was so cool. Krista was super excited because she loves spaceships and all of that stuff.
Oh, nice.
So we saw it, and it was pretty exciting because, you know, it's like it's a one in a lifetime opportunity. Like, it was, we saw how they moved it, how slow they moved it, all the people and all the equipment that they needed to mm-hmm. move it. And it was pretty, pretty cool, pretty amazing. It was huge.
I saw that picture you posted on Instagram. Yeah, she looked so excited.
She was so happy. She just kept talking about it. We got home and she told her dad. And then after that, we went to Trader Joe's. And when I got home, my back was hurting so much. I was like, why does my back hurt? It's like, I can't, like, it really takes a toll in my body now. Like, with the kids, like, just running behind them and, like, carrying them, and then they fall asleep and have to push them and, you know, all those things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God. I fell asleep, like, at 9 p.m. And then yesterday we went to a festival, and then we went to I was pretty busy the whole weekend. And I realized that I actually need a day to just not do anything. But I just put too much things on, you know, too many activities. But I want to have one day to just stay home and not do anything. Because I'm never
now
home.
Now, stay home with the kids or stay home by yourself?
Stay home with the kids. Just stay home. You know, just stay home with them like a day. We never stay home. Like, we never stay home the whole day.
But, like you can't, right?
Yeah, that's the thing that I was like, yesterday we got home like at what, like at 6:30 p.m.? Mm-hmm. And by that time, like, I have to get home, give him a bath, blah, 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 like, put him to sleep. And I was like, that's it. Like, the day's over. Like, you know, I didn't have a chance to sit down for 5 minutes in my house. Like, I'm never
that's motherhood,
in my house.
That's motherhood, my love.
No, I know. And that's why I was like, I think I want on my weekends, I want to dedicate one day to go out. But I want to have one day to just stay home with them and just slow down. Because when you're in the street, it's like everything's so fast. Like, okay, let's go here. Let's go there. You know, what time is it? We got to go. We got to move.
Right. But I think we create that ourselves, though.
Yeah, of course. I did that to myself. Like, I put all these things on my schedule for the weekend. And then I was like,
right.
Why?
But like, I know. But like, you don't have to go to the History Museum. I mean, it's not like you.
No,
it's not, okay.
I don't.
I know. I get that. But it's not like. What I'm trying to say is this. It's not like you have to arrive at 3 p.m. or they close.
No.
Right? Mm-hmm. But I think maybe sometimes we create those things like, okay, we have to get there.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's still going to be open when you arrive, right?
Yeah. No, definitely. No, I know. But it's just like, I was like, why did I put more things? Why do I want to do so many things? On the weekend, every weekend I want to like do all these things. I want to take them here. I want to take them there. Like I was yesterday, we were talking about going to the kids' space. I was like, if I would have gone to the kids' space, that's like hours that you have to spend there. It's not, you can't just go for like an hour. You have to go for like hours. Yeah, but your baby's one. He doesn't really engage yet in those activities. My kids don't. My kids want to go here. They want to go there. They want to play. They want to be up. They want to be down. I have to, you know. Mm-hmm. Then they're hungry. Then they want to go to the bathroom. Then we have to, like, you know, it takes hours to do anything. It takes a long time from getting them in the car, getting them out of the car. So I was like, starting next weekend, if possible, I want to take one day to take them somewhere, have activities. You know, I want to do something with them, but take a day to just be home and be still and not do anything because I have to keep them busy, but find activities around the house. I think
maybe that's what it is. Like, you're trying to keep them busy so they can get tired and not, like, you know, and when you're home, like, what? I mean, I'm the opposite. I'm like trying to stay out of the house so he can be outside of the house. Like, I don't like having him in there. You know, I'm like, mm-hmm. I just don't like to because I'm like, you can't just be stuck in this house. You know?
Like, and I think it's always like, how do you, it's hard to balance that because I feel the same way. Like, probably next weekend, if I stay home at the end of the day, I'm like, I should have taken them here. We should have done this. We should have done that. But I'm never home. Are you ever like home? Like, you know, like I'm never home.
The day after the Beyonce concert, I stay home.
Yeah, but I'm really never home. Like, I realize that I get home like around, you know, what, 5:30? I get home like around 5:30. Then I'm always like, you know, boom, boom, move, like dinner, this and that, and then shower, bed, boom. And then by the time like I have a chance to sit down and do something, I'm so tired that I don't want to do anything, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I have all these projects at my house that I want to do. Like, I have frames without pictures that I need to put up. I have, you know, seeds that I want to plant. I want to have all these things that I want to do in my house. And I never do them because I just always feel like I'm always out. I'm always doing other things. And I don't know. That's what I was thinking last night.
At what time? Well, you have time to think. At least you have time to think.
Yeah, no, like around 10 p.m. I was just chilling. I was sitting and I have a wedding this weekend. And I was like, I need to, like, I was looking through outfits. And then I was like, oh, wait, I have Pinterest. And I was like, oh, all my boards of my projects that I needed to do. I was like, I never got a chance to do this or this. And then that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, man, I have all these things in my house, like half done or things.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it's hard.
I think Friday night I was like putting up a frame in my bathroom, mm-hmm. Because same thing, like I found a bunch of pictures that are in my room that my husband framed for me.
Oh yeah.
He framed them for me for, I think, Valentine's Day. Yeah. what are we in May?
Almost June.
Almost June?
Yeah.
So I was like putting a picture up in my bathroom and then the baby woke up. I was like, okay, I can't put any more frames after the baby.
Exactly.
Because then I'm making noise.
Exactly.
And like, I can't put the frames up.
Yeah. Even like, you know, because my house is smaller than yours. So even like doing dishes after they're sleeping. It's like when you start like, you know, or like putting music or something, you can't really have like all these activities after they go to sleep because they wake up. So it's like, it's kind of frustrating, but yeah, I know.
What do you do on the, like, I think that's a whole thing of like how life changes when you're a mom, right?
Right.
That like, I think I'm always asking myself this, like, where did my time go when I wasn't a mom?
Seriously.
Like my girlfriend, I have a girlfriend that told me she's pregnant. And I was like, girl, start making inventory of your time right now. Because if you want to take a class, if you want to do this, do it now before that baby arrives. Because mm-hmm. once the baby arrives, I mean, you'll find time. You'll figure it out. Yeah. Like, it'll work out. It always works out. But you're like, dang, what did I used to do?
I don't know what I used to do before. I don't even remember. I don't know. I have no idea. And, you know, I think what I used to do before, and I remember because right before my pregnancy with Krista, like a week before, I was here at the restaurant until like 10 p.m. I was here all day long. Like, I would get here like at 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning, and leave like at 9 or 10 p.m. And I was here all day long.
Let's take a break. And when we come back, we have to take an inventory of our life.
Let's take an inventory.
An inventory of what to, like, just because I know that's very different when you're a mom than when you're single.
Right.
Or, you know, or just when you're, yeah, when you're a mom and when you're not a mom. It's just sort of like, where does our time go?
Yeah. And also like for the non-mom listeners, so you guys can
take advantage of these years. All right. We'll be right back. And we're back.
Yes, we are.
That break lasted. Okay, see, there's 10 minutes there that you could have used.
And right now, I was like, okay, let's do this because I have to go pick him up. I have to cook. I have to do this. I have to do that.
Right. I think we've spoken quite a bit about that stuff, about how we're always sort of like rushed all mm-hmm. the time.
All the time.
And how we just need to like learn from Elizabeth, our sister, and just like
chill.
Chill.
Chill, mom.
So I think you guys have known about my struggle on also same thing, like manage time and the cooking for the family. Because when I was single, I would go out to eat every night. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about like going inventory of your life before baby. Before baby, I mean,
yes,
there was a drinks named after me on bars. Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. Like I was always out. Every single night, everyone would call me. And I was like, Bricia, like, where should we go? Like, I'm looking for this restaurant.
I would call you all the time.
Now I'm like, what restaurant just opened? What restaurant just opened? Like, I am not having fabulous dinners every night. Now I have to, I mean, I do cook pretty fabulously.
I know you made albóndigas.
Yeah, but when mom was helping me with the baby, she would help me also with the cooking mm-hmm. because she would cook so great for him and he was so healthy and, you know, mom's all about like organic and fresh and vegetables and the whole shebang. And so when I would come home, I would bring food from work. So that would save me time for, you know, that would save me time
right
at home. But since mother left, I, you know, dad had a talk with me about like, you know, you need to cook for your family every day. And I'm like, well, dad, I would love to, but like, it's just really tough. Like I, you know, like I would have to leave work at a certain time to make it home at a certain time to make food right before it's the point where he's like ready to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, now he's falling asleep at 7. So like we've kind of extended his sleep time for an hour. So, you know, he has to be eating by like latest at 6:30.
I know you told me that.
And we've had that conversation and you're like, isn't that too late to eat?
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I mean, you know, something light and nice. And
I don't know. I mean, you know, you have all these
preconceptions.
Yeah. Right. Like, oh, my God, no se le bajó la comida. You know, like those kind of things.
Oh, I was right. Like está comiendo las seis and you're putting him in the shower and then going to sleep. But how does that, like, isn't that bad?
Right.
I mean, I can't. I mean, that's just the reality. Like, he has to eat between 5:30 and 6. Like,
right.
You know, where am I going to come home at 3? Like, yeah, you know, that's just not possible for me.
Right.
So my dad's like, well, that's your mom, honey. Like, what do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Like, top, that's your life. So, you know, when he told me that, it made me kind of realize, like, yeah, I need to make that a priority in my life.
Yeah.
And really cook and cook well for my family. So I made it a priority to really think of, like, simple, healthy, delicious recipes for my son. Because another reason why I thought that was when Lily Love 213, shout out, she was on a couple episodes ago. She said you should treat them like you want to be treated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that really stuck with me. And I was like, well, he just needs to eat good food.
Right.
I mean, yeah, there's picky eaters, right? Ultimately, if you give them good food, if it tastes good, they'll enjoy it.
They do.
But you have to make it. I mean, it's got to be an extra effort. Mm-hmm. So I've the whole last week, I made like a different, and you have to change it up because you can't feed it the exact same thing all the time.
Right.
So that was also sort of like, okay, what am I going to make like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe like reheat something that I made on Wednesday, on Friday? Like, how can I manage those and what recipes can I make to make it easy for me and my husband? So when we come home, we have the food ready for him and he enjoys it.
Right.
And last week was really great for us. I mean, like, he was just like, and one thing happened when they got home. I was like in the middle of like kind of prepping the food. And then I got this image of, I remember when we would get home, we would see mom cook.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's what I want my kid to remember. I just want my kid to have that memory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I would come home and mom was always cooking and it always smelled good. You know, that like really, it like when that happened last week on Monday, I think, I was like, man, I want that. Like, I really, really want that. So it's really worked out this week. I'm having a lot of fun, like, making that a priority for my family and finding easy, delicious, kind of recyclable food, per se. You know, food that you can maybe heat up in a couple of days and it's still really good just in case. You know what I mean? And healthy.
Yeah.
You know? So the time thing, I also heard in another place, like, if you're trying to rearrange the way your life is all the time, like, it's just not going to work.
No.
Like, something's got to change. You know, either you have to get up earlier, either you have to go to bed later, either you have to give up some things. But, like, if you're trying to do everything in different ways, the same thing, it's just never going to change.
It's hard. It's hard because sometimes my husband and I have different schedules. And sometimes he just, you know, I have to pick him up and I have to take him home and I have to do everything myself. So sometimes it's hard to do that. But I see, but I think one thing that I do share with you is, like, for me, and I told my husband a while ago, for me, the most important part of the day is like the time that we sit down and eat together.
Yeah.
Because I want him to remember that we sat down together every day and we ate together. And I don't know why. I think because of what we do and like how important it is for us, like, everything revolves around food. It's very important for me to eat with my kids every day.
Right.
And I always try to make it every day. You know, it doesn't matter if we are at home or sometimes when we eat out, we have to do it all together and we sit and we talk and, you know, we try to like have a good time when we're eating because I want them to have good memories of that. Also, I think dinner time is important.
I think dinner time is one of the most important
times,
I think, in our children's lives that sometimes can go really kind of unnoticed by parents because we get so busy or because we think like, oh my God, like again, always like go and they go like, oh my God, we have to do this and fast and go to sleep and this and that. Like, that time you have with your family for dinner time should be like a sacred time.
Yeah, it should be
definitely a time where you guys, you know, obviously, yes, there's going to be times where it just can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, there's, you know, like today, for example, I won't be able to come home for dinner. But like, I left his dinner ready this morning because I'm like, okay, I know what my son's going to eat tonight. Like, I'm just like, I guess I made it already into like a habit that like I have to, it's like already in my.
It's crazy when you have a kid, I don't even think about what I'm going to eat anymore. Every day it's like, oh my God, what are they going to eat? Like every time I go even like to the market, I go and buy things. I'm like, okay, what do they need? What fruit do they need? What vegetables do they need? What everything do they need? And so it's at night when I'm like, oh, I'm hungry. I open the fridge. I'm like, damn, everything's for my kids here. Like, I don't really have a lot of things for me anymore. But everything's around them. But here's the thing,
like the thing about saying it's for my kids and for me, like I am getting into the place where I want to be in the place where my kid and I eat the same things.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not like the kids' food and then my food.
Yeah.
Like when I cook dinner, the three of us eat the same thing. Granted, my kid's already about to be 14 months soon.
Mm-hmm.
So Ruknara, he's eating everything. He eats everything. So, and it helps helps me cook clean and healthy for my family because that means I cook and eat clean for myself and for my husband. And when I open the fridge, I can eat anything because it's not like for my kids.
Yeah.
It's just everything in there. We all eat the same thing.
My kids are really picky. So, you know, it's slowly. So I mean, slowly introducing things. I try, but you know, I have a struggle with the food and them. The food situation with them, it's really
hard. I wish there was like a food training, like sleep training. Like how long can you starve the kids?
For real.
Like the let it cry method?
Let them starve
Is method? It like a let it starve method?
No, but they go through stages. Like Gris is going through a stage right now where she's eating a lot. Like she's hungry all the time. But she's very picky about what she eats. But she's hungry all the time. Like, she wants to eat. She wants to eat at night. Like, we finish eating. And she's like, Mommy, when I finish eating, can you make a quesadilla? I'm like, why don't you just... before we finish eating, she's asking me for more food. So, right now, I'm taking advantage. And, like, everything she wants, I'll give it to her. Because she's... Sometimes she's like, no. I don't know. There's stages where she just doesn't eat anything. And there's days where, like, Sabina will pick up any food that I put in front of her. And she'll put it in her mouth. Anything. And there's days where she just spits it out. And there's days where I spend like an hour cooking. I'm like, oh my God, let me do this for them because I think it's so cool. And then they're like, no. And then there's days where I just do something super fast and they eat it. Like I'm telling you, last week they ate squid. And I was like, how do you eat squid? Like how do you eat squid and you don't eat like sopa? You know, they're just so weird. Like they're going through this weird stage with food. And I mean, I'm hoping that it changes and I'm just my best friend told me this, like every day, send them a vegetable in their vegetable every day. Send them a vegetable in their lunch every single day. And one day they're going to pick it up.
Well, do you roast the vegetables?
Yeah. I mean, I do all kinds of things to the vegetables. But right now, Carissa's in that stage of seriously, she's like, I hate vegetables.
Right. But that's okay. So here's the thing, because there's ways that you can incorporate vegetables like in a muffin. Like you could make like a sweet potato muffin. Can be like, oh, look, it's a pastel or something. And they eat it and they don't know there's like vegetables in there. So I think like, again, it's all about like how you prepare it. Because like if I cut the tomatoes in slices and I roast them with oil, salt and pepper and I put them to roast and they get crispy and nice and balsamic vinaigrette, like he eats them because, I mean, I like them. And they just taste good. But the other day, I just got some tomatoes and I just cut them by themselves and I just put it on the side and he grabbed one and he just like spit it out. I'm like, well, I get it. Right. Like, I don't like raw tomatoes either.
I have tried everything. Believe me, I have tried everything. But it's just at this point, she has it in her head that she doesn't like vegetables. She likes only strawberry. like anything, like muffins, whatever. It's only strawberry. She won't eat anything if she sees something a different color. She's four. So yeah. She's going through like a total. It's different with Sabina. Sabina will put anything in her mouth. And right now, I am introducing a lot of different flavors for her. Because when I was with Krista, I didn't. I was like, oh, no, she's not going to like that. And I didn't give it to her. And I think that was my mistake with Krista. So I'm trying to change it with Sabina. And I'm just giving her anything. Like, she ate, I'm telling you, yesterday she had, like, sesame noodles and, like, you know, wontons and all these things. And she loves it. Like, she started eating it. So I'm like, okay, good. I'm going to introduce all these flavors in her mouth so she knows and she likes them. Krista's a different thing. But she's eating, which, you know, which is good. When I talk to her and we actually have conversations, like she gets certain things. Tell her, like, you can't tell me that you don't like something, you haven't tried it. And at first she would be like, nah. So every day I'm like, but you haven't tried it. Try it once. If you don't like it, it's fine. So she has. So she tries something. She's like, I didn't like it. I'm like, okay, but at least you tried it. And now you know what it tastes like. And sometimes she tries it and she's like, oh, yeah, I like it. So I'm like, okay, so just don't be afraid of trying things. And, you know, I think we were all like that. I asked mom and she was like, yeah, you guys didn't like it. And at some point you develop your palate and yeah,
like
you start
you
eating
and I,
stuff.
Yeah, like you and I never liked. I don't think you still don't like tomatoes.
I like tomatoes now, but I don't eat them like raw. Like I like them in like in a burger. It's certain things like tomatoes is not my thing. But anything else, like I now I eat like all these vegetables and all these things that I never ate before. So, I mean, you know, I'm just right now and comparing her to other kids. Sometimes it's good and bad. Last week, I was invited to cook at her school. And, you know, she doesn't like we made pizza. So I was like, I'm only going to take cheese and pepperoni. But the teacher was like, oh, bring some vegetables. And I was like, they're not going to eat it. But I took it. And I was very surprised because some kids put a bunch of vegetables in their pizzas. But more kids than, like, there were 15 kids and probably like 3 kids had vegetables. And 13 or 12 kids did not. So I was like, you know, I saw that. And the teachers were like, oh, they're not eating. They're not all not eating right now. Like all of them, they're so picky. They're just not, they don't want vegetables. They don't want fruits. They just want snackies. They only want certain things. So I was like, okay, so she's not the only one. It's like a stage that they go through. So, you know, the teachers even told me some kids used to like vegetables, but they see their friends saying like, oh, I don't like vegetables. So they're like, oh, then they might not be good.
Yeah.
So then they don't like them. So we have to, like, you know, we're just going through this whole thing with her. But
food
it's getting better.
Is always a struggle. I mean, so, honestly, this is one of the reasons I also really love the daycare that he's at. Because they feed him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to worry about sending lunch. And you send lunch.
My God, yes.
Like, you send lunch every day,
right?
Two lunches every day.
And they're completely different.
And how do you, yeah, and then, like, how do you, because you can't send hot food. You have to send food
no,
that
I
holds.
No, I do send hot food. You buy the little thermos.
Oh, okay.
And then you put it in there and it holds, yeah. Oh,
okay.
No, I do send hot food and I, you know, I send different, but I have to send two completely different lunches, like, for Sabina, I send like blueberries and raspberries and, you know, mango. And for Krista, only strawberry and cantaloupe. That's it. That's all the only things that she'll eat, or grapes. But with Sabina, I can be more playful with her things. I can be more, you know. And then I always struggle with how much to send them because, like, most of the times it comes back. So I just feel like it's a waste. So when we come home after dinner, I always feed them whatever it's left in their lunch. So they have to eat it. And they have to finish everything. But it's a struggle with, like, how much do you send? What do you send?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've seen other lunches. And I'm like, I overthink it. Like, people send peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every single day. Some kids, they eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every single day. And for me, like you were saying, it's like you get tired of eating the same thing. Maybe I get tired of eating the same thing. So every day I have to send her something different.
I do something different for my kid for dinner every night because I don't want him to stop liking something.
Right.
Because I feel like if you feed them the same thing every day, at some point they're just going to be like, ugh. and then they're just not gonna like it anymore. Like, I got really good also at, like, seeing, like, the stuff that I always need to have on my fridge.
Right. Yeah, all that's very important.
Like, what I need to always have. Because when I was single...
you had water.
Oh, my gosh. When I was single, at some point in my apartment, I didn't even have water.
I know.
I remember. One time I had to wake up at 3 in the morning because I was really thirsty. Okay. There was no water. I was so freaking thirsty. I had to go and find a 24-hour restaurant to, like, 24-hour
liquor store. Why didn't you drink from the faucet?
I can't. I don't even drink
really clean water in LA.
I don't even drink Arrowhead.
No, you don't like some of
it. I am so picky with my water. I don't even, if I'm, like, at somewhere and I'm thirsty and all they have to offer me is Arrowhead water, I don't drink it. Even if I'm thirsty.
No, you know, I remember when we were at the Mommy and Me class, they told us that you have to at some point have some water of the faucet,
right? Because of
because
the,
it has the
like minerals or something like they that. Have. Yeah. I heard about that too, but
I don't know. It's just weird.
I don't know. I have a very particular taste in water. I mean, I have an alkaline water filter in my house.
I know. And if I remember one time I stayed in your house with Krista. I didn't have Sabina. We stayed there for like 3 days.
Oh, in my old apartment?
In your old apartment. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I had to go to the market and get stuff in your little fridge.
I had a college fridge. I didn't even have a real fridge. I have like one of those tiny fridges and all that fit in there.
I know.
Was like a 6-pack of eggs that like were past due.
I think you barely started moving food in your house.
2 yogurts. Yeah. Like, I have a pantry now that's like fully stocked. I mean, I have like, you know, like, my fruit side, my vegetable side. I have all my vegetables are lined up. Like, I have all like condiments that I need. Like, now I have a food processor. I have I have a blender. I have everything now because I have so many spices. If you guys would see my spice rack, you'd be like, who needs this many spices?
You
like
do.
For what?
You do. But, I know. But spices are very, very important.
That's the thing. Like, I want to really introduce my baby to spices because he needs to learn. Like, you know the potatoes, the yams that I made for him that you tasted? Yeah. Did you taste them?
Yeah.
All it had was paprika, cumin, garlic, salt, and olive oil.
No, I do that all the time.
Yeah, and I just like roasted them. I gave it to him and he really liked it. And I love, there's nothing more that I love is that when I make dinner and he likes it, because he sits down in his little chair, in his little table. We sit down together. The three of us sit in his little table. It's like our lives revolve around this child. And he goes, and then he grabs it with his hand and puts it in his mouth. I'm like, oh, and he's just like so happy. He likes it. And I'm like, oh. Yeah,
he likes food. That's good. Take advantage of that. Because hopefully he'll keep like that.
Yeah, you know, and here's my other thing. Like, because I understand, like, that kids get picky. I get it. And there's nothing more frustrating than that. But my thing is, I think as long as I can control his food, I'm going to do it as long as the run takes. Like, as long as it is. He's going to have a lifetime. At some point, every kid, all he wants to eat is burger and fries. Like, it's just the reality of life. At some point, all the kids are going to want is just pancakes every morning. At some point. And then they're going to cry.
Bagel with cream cheese.
Bagel cream cheese. At some point, that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to come in. They're going to say like, no, no, I want that one. I want that one. And they're going to cry and cry and cry.
Yeah.
It's like the phone situation, right? Like, I'm never going to give my phone to my child. And then they're crying and you're like, here, shut up. Be quiet, you know?
Yep.
About anything, like my glasses, he's always trying to grab them and I'm like, just here. Here.
Yeah. Well, on that, I was gonna tell you, Krista's starting kindergarten in the fall, in like 3 months or 4 months already. And I found out that they actually provide hot lunches over there. But I was like, I'm not gonna do it. I was going to do it, but I'm not gonna do it because I still want to see how much she's eating. That's the only way that I have to see how much she eats while she's not with me, looking at her lunch. And like, okay, how come you didn't eat this? Oh, I didn't have time. I'm like, why didn't you have time? She's like, oh, because I was playing. And I'm like, well, you have to sit down and eat. And if I feel like if she doesn't have her lunch that I sent her, she just won't eat it. She just won't eat. You know, she won't. She just won't eat. So I'm like, even though it's more work, I still want to continue sending her lunch because I want to see how much she's bringing back. And I want to control that at least.
Right.
Food is such a big issue. Like,
I'm telling you, that's why I love Erica.
It's such a huge
issue. Shout out to my daycare. She sends me pictures every time I'm eating.
Even
like, it's like he had two bowls today.
Even for my husband, you know, because we were talking the other day and I was like, when we were kids, we had to eat everything they gave us. We had to eat. There was no choice. We didn't have a choice growing up about like.
Oh, no.
Hell
we
no.
had the slap choice.
Hell yeah. We did not have a like.
We get slapped
whatever
if we didn't finish
we,
our food.
Yeah, whatever we order or whatever we had in our plate, we had to eat it. Mm-hmm. We had to. Like, there's no like, okay, honey, go, you know. So I think for us, it's such a control issue in my house. If she doesn't eat, we lose it. Like, me and my husband, we lose it. We're like, Kaka, you're not eating. Like, oh, my God. Look at you. The other day, she tried on this little dress, and it was so big on her. And I was like, oh, my God. I was telling my husband, I was like, oh, my God. She's so skinny. Like, she doesn't, you know, like, I don't want to tell her. I don't want to start putting all those things on her.
Yeah.
But food is such a huge issue. Like, yeah. how much is she eating? Is she eating enough? Is she not eating enough? Like, the food situation is so hard. And sometimes I see other kids just eating so much and I'm like, oh God, my kid doesn't eat, like, you know,
it's stages.
I know, it's just frustrating. But yeah, the lunch situation, you're lucky because lunch takes for like 30 minutes every morning for me to just do lunch, trying to figure out what to do. Well, I know since the morning, I'm like, okay, I have this, I know what I'm gonna make, but making it and cutting, you know, putting it together, putting a little
I do make a big effort for breakfast too, though. Like, our breakfasts are pretty breakfast, like, hearty. Like, now, you know how before I used to have like a pill and a shake
and powder?
No, now we all like have
breakfast,
a real breakfast, especially because Erica from our childcare told us that it's really important that he has a big mm-hmm. breakfast. He's like, he has to have a big breakfast. I'm like, oh, he does.
And you know what I noticed? The day that they eat breakfast, a lot of breakfast, they eat throughout the day.
Yeah.
They do, which is, you know, same thing that with us. Like, if you don't eat breakfast, you just forget that you have to eat. You know, that happened. Mm-hmm. That has happened to me before. When if I don't have breakfast, I just forget that I have to eat.
Yeah, food. How did we get into this subject? See? Okay, let's take a break. And we come back. We're going to come back with our Patterns to Pattern segment, brought to you by our wonderful friend of 7th Generation. We'll be right back. We're back with one of our favorite segments, Patterns to Patterns, brought to you by 7th Generation, where we ask our guests, what is a generational pattern that they would like to break? Paulina, since you are my guest today.
Now that we're talking about food, I was thinking when I was hearing myself that food is such a big issue. Food has always been an issue for me growing up, you know. I've struggled so much with my weight all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think the pattern that I want to break is that I was bulimic at some point, you know, growing up. I did every single diet that there was out there. The moon diet, the vanilla ice cream diet, Herbalife diet, every diet that there was.
La dieta de la luna.
La dieta del helado de vainilla. Every single diet I did, I put every single pill that was out there in my body.
Shots,
everything. Like, I did it all. And I was under 18 years old when I did that. Like, I wasn't even 18.
That's crazy.
So that's the pattern that I want to break. I want Krista to see food as something not to have her life revolve around food.
Right.
Because just food, I think food was just the manifestation of other things. But, you know, I just want to break that. I don't want her to have any issues with that, like for it to go extreme. So that's what I'm telling you. When I saw her, that she was really skinny, like I just felt like really, like I was scared. But then I stopped myself and I was like, it's about me. It's not her. She's fine. She's healthy. She's thriving, you know. And it's more about me than about her. So I had to stop myself and be like, okay, I'm not gonna tell her. Like, I don't ever tell her you're too skinny, you're too fat, nothing like that, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that has a lot to do with my control issues over food and the whole food situation with her, that I just don't want her to, you know, have the same problems that I had with the food and the problems that created. Nice. So, you know, just trying to ride the wave with her and just
chill. That's a good one. All right, guys, for more information on Seventh Generation, please visit their website at seventhgeneration.com. Don't forget to upload your Seventh Generation pictures on Instagram and tag us and hashtag Supermama Generation, mm-hmm. Right?
Bonina? Right.
Are you loving any new product? Have you tried any new Seventh Generation product?
I actually got the wood cleaner.
Oh, nice.
Because I used the old wood cleaner for like a long time, but this one's all natural and it doesn't have any toxics. So I'm trying it out. I'll tell you how it goes. But so far I've loved every single product from them.
The one I use is the multi-purpose cleaner.
Oh, I have that one too.
And I actually really like it. And I use it with my baby's table. Mm-hmm. After we're done eating, again, going back to the food situation, after we're done eating, I just spray it and then just clean it up really fast. And like, I don't know, I just feel honestly more at ease.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like if at some point he like licks the table or something, sometimes he does put his face in the table. Like it's weird. I don't feel like he's inhaling fumes.
No. And you know, actually I have that same product and Krista the other day grabbed it and she was pretending to clean. I was like, ah! But then I saw that and I was like, okay, you know, like I'm not freaking out that she got her hands on it.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like helping me, quote unquote, like she wants to clean.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like something's going to happen. She's going to put it in her mouth and she's going to like, you know, because it's non-toxic. So
nice. All right, guys. Again, for more information on Seventh Generation, please visit seventhgeneration.com. We'll be right back. Back.
We are back
with our super mama
pick or tip of the week.
Ta-da! Paulina.
Well, since we're talking about food,
uh-huh,
and the lunch situation, I gotta say that I got a product that I'm loving. That was also suggested. I saw it at my best friend's house the other day I went. She always gives me good tips. Shout out Jackie. So she got, I've been looking all over for bento boxes for kids, mm-hmm, right? When I went to her house, I saw this one that she had that's called Bent Go Kids. Mm. And she told me about it and I was like, oh, what is this? I opened it and it has like, I'm going to say five little
compartments.
And,
are they heavy?
No, it's plastic. It's mm-hmm. not, it's sturdy.
Okay, good.
So they can throw it around. It won't leak. It seals really well.
These are to go. Oh, okay. Okay.
It starts to go like for lunch.
Okay.
So I used to send little containers, different containers with different things for Krista. And like I said, I found like she wouldn't finish it. But ever since I've been sending this, everything on the same plate, everything on the same container, mm-hmm, everything there, she comes back and she has in everything because she sees it. She sees everything that she has there.
Oh, okay, got it.
And the measures are good. So I put like fruit and I started putting like little sauce too, so she can, I don't know, dip her something. I put all these little things there and there's five different things that you can put. It's like, you know, so you can have a variety of foods and everything. And I'm really loving it. And I actually just ordered one for Sabina so I can send them both.
Nice.
With that. And I really, really like it. I actually, I prepared.
What's
and
it
I
called?
Bent Go Kits.
Bent Go Kits.
We'll put the link. But I actually put it on the freezer once, like I put the lunch and I put it in the freezer and then we go get ready or whatever. And then right before we go, I take it out and it's really cold and it keeps cold for a little while. So, and it's really easy to clean. I really like it. The colors are fun. It's fun. She told me she likes it. She can open it and close it. No leaking, which is, you know, a plus. So I'm really loving that one. That's my pick this week. And I will put a picture of it.
Nice.
Yeah.
My God, I have so many things that like lately that I've been trying out that I love. Mm. I'm like, oh, I'm going to make that my pick. Oh, I'm going to make that my pick. But I think now that we're going, that we're talking about food, I just purchased the Lola cup. I think you saw it. That my baby had. It's not a sippy cup. Or is it considered a sippy cup?
It is considered a sippy cup.
Okay, but
it's like a straw cup.
A straw cup. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not. I think the sippy ones are the ones that have like the thick.
I don't even know.
I mean, I always thought a sippy cup was the one that.
The sip sip.
Yeah, right? That has that little right. Kind of like. Not like a nipple, but like a thicker sort of. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought a sippy cup was. But this one's with a straw. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like they're drinking it by itself, but it's with a straw. And I've tried to give my baby a straw before, but he just chews on it. Like, and even like I've tried another. I had a couple sippy cups that were gifted to me in the baby shower. But like he never really drinks out of the straw. Like he doesn't know how to. But I went to the store in Pasadena that I love to visit on the
what
weekend.
Is it called?
It's called Right Start.
Oh yeah. They have so many good
I
stuff.
I know. I love
man.
That store. Ugh. I love that store. Sometimes I just go and I leave the baby in the middle in the playground yeah. area. I'm like, do you like this toy? Let me know if you like it. I'm going to buy it for you. And I just leave them there.
You know,
while I go shopping
the
around.
It's really far from me or I would go.
Oh, I love that store. I know. Anyway, so I went in there and then I found the Lola cup. Mm-hmm. I just kind of saw it and I was like, I'm going to give it a try. Like, I'm going to see if maybe this straw will work. It just seemed, I don't know. To be honest with you, I saw a picture of Jay-Z carrying the Lola cup and I was like, ooh, I'll buy it.
So Beyonce.
So I'm like, Beyonce has this cup. No, you know how when they display a product and then they put like a picture, a promotional picture yeah. of like who's using the Lola cup,
yeah, yeah.
you know?
Oh, Jay-Z.
And it had a picture of Jay-Z walking. It was like super blurry. And then you can see that from it, like a tiny angle, he was carrying a Lola cup. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll buy this. And when we got home, I obviously washed it and stuff. I put water and I gave it to him. And oh my God, he started drinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? How? How did you like?
She was like, if Blue can do it, I can do it.
Yeah. But, and this whole, he didn't have any bottles this weekend. I mean, like before going to bed.
Yeah.
Only. But he drank water from that Lola cup all weekend.
That's great.
Yeah, all weekend. He was just with his Lola cup and he really like likes like carrying it. And he goes, and like he enjoys it. I'm like, oh my God, I love this thing. It like helped my baby learn how to suck on a straw.
Yeah, they just do. They just learn. I don't know. I skipped the whole sippy cup situation with Tamina. I didn't find one that fit. I didn't find one that she liked. I didn't find one that didn't leak. I just didn't find one. So I was just like, ah, screw it. You're just taking from cups straight. So now she's taking from like
yeah,
a regular cup.
He does drink from a cup. He does
or a
that.
Bottle or whatever.
He drinks from regular cups. But like if we're on the go and he just wants to kind of on his own, I like the straw. We never did like actual sippy cups.
Yeah.
But we give him water in regular cups. Rye is anti-sippy cups.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they don't. They, so at
we
his
skip
school,
them too.
At his school, they don't offer sippy cups. It's all regular. Yeah. But I like that Lola cup. So Lola cup, I'll post a picture of it.
I'm trying to get the bottle away from Sabina.
I didn't ask Lady Erica if a Lola cup was rye approved, but I think so. It's a straw, right? Why wouldn't a straw
yeah,
be rye?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know rye. I don't know rye. I'm not rye certified.
I mean, neither am I technically.
I'm trying to take the bottle away from her altogether. I mean, she's down to one at night before she goes to sleep, and that's it.
Well, that's good. That's sort of my baby.
Yeah. But that
he, no, he takes on when he wakes up.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I don't give her.
He takes on when we wake up. But I think that's mostly that my husband gives it to him. So like,
he'll sleep a little longer.
So or like, just no. So like, he's not like, you know. Yeah, so like, yeah, when we change his diaper, he's not crying. That's the honest truth.
No, I know.
He's
what
like,
you
here, drink the bottle and just stay still. Let me change your diaper in the morning.
Oh, I just, I wanna do it. I've been trying to do it, but you know, sometimes she throughout the day. You know what I did yesterday? She was like, teta, teta, and I bust out my teta. And I was like, here you go. And she was like, okay. And she put her mouth on it.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, no, never mind. But then she was like, no. Like, I don't know. That was kind of weird. My husband was like, what are you doing? I'm like, she wanted it. She's still my baby, you know. Aww. She's only 18 months.
I know. They're still babies.
She's still a baby.
You know, it's so funny. Yesterday, I told you my baby had a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
I think like he just woke up like I think it was like 2 a.m. Aww. But like he screamed so loud. Oh my God. I just jumped out and I went over there. He was just like, mama, mama. And I went and I just hugged him and I was like, oh my God, what happened? And he was just like crying. I don't know why. I think he just, I don't know. So I brought him and he slept with me in the bed. And then, like, for a while, because he was just laying down, right? Like, looking. And he was just, like, looking at me. And I just kind of opened my eye a little bit from the side. And I looked at him. And I was like, I mean, he looks so different. I mean, he's not, like, a little baby anymore.
Nope.
He's, like, you know, he looks like he's at least 2 years old.
He does. He's
but,
huge.
Like, but he's, like, he's just, like, I'm, like, but you're still so fragile, like you still need me at night to keep you know?
He's only 13,
yeah,
14
like
months.
You're just like a little baby, like come here. And like we just snuggled and it was so beautiful.
I know. I don't deny, I don't, you know, whenever Sabina wakes up at night and she wants to go to my bed, I take her.
Oh,
I take her with me because like I'm never gonna have those days again. You know, like Krista doesn't want to do that anymore. She stays in her room and you know she sleeps all night. So I mean Krista just sleeps. Now she doesn't want to wake up in the mornings, okay? Now I have to having to be like, okay, Krista, get up. She's like, no, turn off the light. Like, we're there where she now doesn't want to get out of the bed. But, you know, like, so I'm never going to have that again. Like, Krista's never going to be like, mommy, you know, hold me or, you know, so I'm just taking, like, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
No, I mean.
No, I know. It's just some people are like, oh, my God, you know, don't do that because se va a acostumbrar. I'm like, no. Like, I'm trying to savor these moments with my baby.
Yeah, I want to love. I want my baby to love me.
Yeah,
but well, thank you guys for listening to our nonsense once again this week. I hope we were of service to you. What are your food struggles? What are you struggling with? Any recipes you guys want to share with us?
And if your baby are good eaters, like how did you do it?
Yeah, like what? Well, like if your baby is 4 years old.
Yeah.
And is a good eater. What are your tips, tricks? Let us know. Call us up.
Tell me how I felt as a mother.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Tell me what I did wrong, please.
Sabina's good, though.
Sabina is good. She's such a good baby. She's a good baby.
She's a great baby.
She's such an adventuress.
I know. Call our hotline, you guys. 424-326-3707. Again, 424-326-3707.
Leave us a message.
Yeah, or visit our website at supermamaspodcast.com and just send us an email. Or follow us on Instagram.
@_supermamas, Twitter @_supermamas, or Facebook Supermamas Podcast, and our website www.supermamaspodcast.com.
And also, don't
follow
forget
us on Snapchat.
And then snap. Also, don't forget to register and get your tickets for the Supermamas Social coming to Los Angeles on Saturday, July 9th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to do a live show and we're going to have so many vendors and we're gonna have wine. Skinny girl wine. We're gonna have I love micheladas. We're gonna have micheladas. We're gonna have wine. We're gonna have arts and crafts for the kids. How are we gonna do wine and arts and crafts for the kids? Don't ask me. Okay, we're Mexican, don't judge. And yeah, buy
it's
your
be
ticket.
Such a funny van, guys.
supermamasocial.com.
get your tickets
today.
today.
All right. See you guys later.
See you later, alligator.
Super mama.
We are out. Adios. Bye. Hasta luego. Bye.